we keep hearing that it's been intense. How you kind of get yourself accumulated to
what's going on? Yeah, no, it's awesome. Honestly, I think it's like it's really intense. The guys are getting after it each and every day. I'm learning a lot. You know, coach is implementing his structure and his take on things and everything like that, as they all are. And then we're just learning how to gel together and have great chemistry. I think one thing about our team is we're super competitive. Like, it'd be a drill, like, where it'd be like defense just show the offense a look, and next thing you know, we're playing, you know, because that's how competitive we are. And like Coach Thomas said the other day, it's like an unpleasant experience when you play us, and that's what we're trying to build towards.
Have you got this sense yet of, you know what, you know, I feel like I belong here, you know, when playing against the guys and things like that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, basketball is just basketball at the end of the day. You know, we're doing it on the highest level, and you obviously have players. Each and everybody here deserves to be here for, and they're here for a reason. But at the end of the day, you never come in. You have to come in with that confidence, like, I belong here. They picked me for a reason. And one, I also worked this hard to get here for a reason. So for me, it's just going out there, being myself, playing basketball, and trying to fit in the best way I know.
Is there someone whose game, whether you're playing against them or playing with them, has really impressed you or struck you differently? You know,
everybody. I mean, I would say particularly the guys I guard, as in Ja, Ty, Scotty, you know, Jay Wells, Kenny, like all the more guards, especially like with Scotty, Ty, and Ja, their patience is one thing that's like super crazy to me. You know, you don't see that a lot in college level. Just the amount of patience they have, the amount of skill that makes them is what separates them.
Has it made you think about, oh, I need to get this part of my game or this tool in my tool belt?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely things that I see them do where it's like, okay, they've been experienced and do that for a reason. But, you know, obviously it'll help my game. If I can just add stuff from their game positively to mine, it'll make me a more all-around player.
Have you had to give yourself any grace knowing that you haven't played, like, organized in a while?
A little bit. I'd say I'm super hard on myself, and, you know, like, I have expectations way higher than anybody, you know, for myself. And for me, I think mainly when you talk about giving grace, it's basically like if I were to, you know, say do a turnover or something, I just got to move on to the next one. I'm not giving myself an excuse as in like, well, you haven't played since November. No excuses, but it's like, okay, we got to move on from that and move on to the next winning play.
Do you have any rookie duties yet?
Oh, yeah. My rookie duty is to go every time before we get on the plane. I have to go to the sushi spot in Memphis, which is only 2 minutes from my house. It's not that hard. And bring the food and hand it out to the guys. It's not hard at all. So,
big question. Are you a sushi guy?
For me, I mean, I'll eat it. I'm not like a huge sushi guy. It's not my first choice, but I'll eat it. It's not bad.
When they brought you in and kind of got told you what they were looking for to prepare you for camp, how much of that was make sure you're in condition to go fast once we get started?
Well, that's been the start since I worked out for the team. You can tell through the workout they wanted to play fast. I mean, they had me doing full court sprints and running as I do in the games and stuff like that. But ultimately, it's not even them telling me. It's like I know that myself. You can't stay on the court if you're not in shape and you're not conditioned and well-conditioned to do so, especially with the way we play. But knowing how we play, you have to make sure you have that extra level of conditioning, knowing you have to last that throughout 48 minutes.
Is there a game you have circled, something you're specifically excited for, you know, in the NBA?
Probably the game I have circled, I mean, all of them are going to be super exciting. It's my first time, but I'll say the game I have circled is probably October 31st, Halloween. It will be the first game my mom and my sister come and see in person, and then we also play in the Lakers. I grew up a Laker fan, so it won't be like surreal just because Kobe's not playing and that's my guy, but at the same time, that's probably a game.
Who's the mashup for you in that Lakers game?
I have no clue, but whoever it is, I'm ready.
Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks.